He gave up a ghost. He gave up his life. And then that which was promised, that which was spoken, had been fulfilled. And then all of a sudden, that temple that they held so dear, that religious establishment that they stood behind all the days, even since the days of Moses, began to shake. A great earthquake had came. The building began to shake at the very foundation. The veil that separated people from being able to go in and communicate with God had been torn. Then in that moment, the temple that had been destroyed had then been built back up. As he was laid in the tomb, there was only 3 days that occurred. And on the third day he rose. And in that resurrection power, it raised up the temple that we have today. It erected an establishment to where God could dwell. And in Jesus' final hours, he said, though I may go away, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And though you may feel comfortless, I will send you another comforter. Somebody had to dwell in the temple to where we would have access. And the Holy Ghost came forth to where we're able to know and feel and intercess with God. We couldn't have had the Holy Ghost because it had not yet been given for us to receive. He gives up the ghost. A great shaking occurred, and all the mockery, all that beauty. I've been at the Vatican over in Rome, and you should just see how beautiful this place is. There's stones, it goes up hundreds of feet high. It's like 400 and such stairs to get to the top to look across. And as I was walking through there, I was thinking, God, even though all of this is beautiful, I can just imagine if this had been the place when that earthquake had occurred and all that beauty. Beautiful stonework went to rubble, and all of the things ornated with gold had begun to fall away. There's a lot of people that need their foundation shook up. There's a lot of people that don't know what was done for them so that they could have a way of life. But that is our mission today. Let this day of Easter remind you of why you're here sitting in this place right now. Let it quicken your mortal body unto praise. Let it cause you to be thankful for what he bore for you. Hallelujah. He went on after he was resurrected. There was one last thing he was going to make sure was done. He went on down and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, so that though our bodies may go back unto the dust, our spirit will never die. Hallelujah. Somebody, if we can't praise him for that, our wood's wet this morning. I'm telling you right now, God is not a God that's going to stick around to a bunch of religious. He wants to dwell in a temple that believes and knows in whom they believe. He spoke it to them. I'm going to read it. I want you to know where these things are so that you can read it in your own study. Luke 24, verse 44 says, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Then he says, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Yes. And ye are witnesses of these things. Amen. And behold, I send, say send, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. Let's read where that was fulfilled. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, as it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. The ministry could not have stopped when Jesus left this world, for why would he have endued anyone with the ability to do as he did? Yes. So we're here today operating in the same Spirit that was given unto them upon the day of Pentecost. This is the same Spirit that convicts you to pray. It's the same Spirit that convicts you to praise. It's the same Spirit that convicts you to sing a new song. It's the same Spirit that will cause you to give somebody a handshake and say, come on and let's pray. It's the same Spirit today that without it, our churches will not go forward. Our churches will not prosper. We'll dwindle in religion. Don't you dare be ran by religion. Don't you dare let anybody come against you. You be who you are in God and you be filled with His presence. If we're not teaching people to be filled with His presence, then you can blame preachers for not doing their job. It's our job as people to communicate to you and remind you that there is a feeling to be felt, something to be heard, and something to do. That's the three phases of the Holy Ghost. You feel something, you'll hear something, and then you'll do something. Some of us have been at the feeling for a long time, but God may be bidding you to come and pray today. And if He is and you hear it, then it's time that we not only be hearers of His Word by Scripture and by the Spirit, but to be doers as well. I'm not here today because I'm a hearer. I'm here today because I'm a doer.
Amen.
I operate in His gifts today, not because I'm just a hearer.
Come on, come on.
Or not just because I feel it, but because I'm willing. Now let's say a real word to some real people in here. I wish I could promise you that no suffering's going to come. But when you hear a word like this and you receive it under your spirit, the ground's going to begin to shake. But don't be afraid. Don't get weary. Don't waver in your resolve. Be who you are in God.
Amen.
And when you need something to stir you, don't go turn on the radio. Don't grab a book.
Amen.
Grab the Word of God.
Amen.
Read in these Scriptures about what was done for you. I'm reminded and quickened to be in remembrance of that greater love hath no man than this.
Yeah.
That he would lay down his life for his friends.
Yeah.
Friends, we're all here together for the same reason. And if you came without purpose, then you are one that God is reaching out to.
Amen.
You don't have to wonder what the will of God is. If you have His Spirit, you know the will of God.
Amen.
You know what you should be doing.
Amen.
And I'll tell you this much, we should be doing a whole lot more than we're allowing ourselves to do.
Amen.
The secular opinion and attitudes of the world don't want us to be foolish. Don't want us to be radical. They want our worship team to do three songs, three really good songs, and get the anointing in there as quick as you can, because we've got to make sure we stay on cue so that we can get the next people in here to do their part. And Brother Griffith, if you only get to have 20 minutes, then that's all that you're going to get, because we've got to get out of here so that we can go eat that chicken that I left in the oven later this afternoon. We spend all week long having all the time in the world to eat what we want to, but yet we care about our fried chicken on Sunday.
Come on, brother.
I read in the Word of God how that the doors were closed in the temple until the Sabbath. Yeah. And then it would be opened up, so that it was important that you went in when those doors opened.
Right.
And it's important that when we go into this place, that the work of life, the cares of life, the drama of life, that's a new one that we have to add in this day and age, the drama of life doesn't come in with us.
Right.
There were several different rooms that you had to go into the temple. One of the first things that you had to do was cast off the garments that had been dusty and dirty. Then you had to go into another phase where you begin to wash yourself and let yourself be cleansed. And this all occurred before you could ever go into the Holy of Holies. So if we're living our life and not giving up our sin, don't expect to be in the Holy of Holies or have a Holy of Holies experience. You must confess that Jesus is Lord. You must ask forgiveness of your sins. It says in Romans that he that will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth, the same will be saved. If you do not know Jesus Christ today, there's no better day than now. The Bible said, while it is day, let us do. Today is the day of salvation. This is not complicated. You're talking to a guy that sinned more than he would ever admit. You're talking to a guy that lied and cheated and lived in drug abuse and heavy metal and thought that I was going to find my life out there somewhere.
Come on, brother.
But I was surrounded by a group of people that loved me in a living room somewhere. And I received the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Because there was a few people that were willing to bear the suffering of foolishness. Said it takes the foolish things to confound the wise. That shout that you've not let out in probably 5 or 6 months is what you need to do. Why? Because God gave it to you to use. That testimony. God doesn't bring you through anything unless you use it to stir you. He said, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we're made to what? Overcome. Don't put all the responsibility on poor Donnie over here to get you in a place of joy.
Right.
You already have all the tools you need to be happy.
Amen.
I felt a couple fiery darts there, but that's all right. We can't expect 2 or 3 people to keep everybody in a place where they're in good spirits.
That's right.
If that were the case, the Bible would only be given to the minister, but not to the whole world. The scriptures were translated so that we would all know and understand what it is to be a Christian. For us all to know and understand what it means to be saved by Jesus Christ. And most importantly, when we get in life's valleys, to open it up and let God communicate to us through His Word. Well, you say, well, nobody's ever been through what I've been through. Go read the book of Job and come back to me and let me know if you think nobody's ever been through anything like you have. Job went through just about everything that anybody could ever go through. If you think, well, nobody's ever had some of the experiences I've had, read about the missionary journeys of Paul and you'll be reminded of a man that shook off a serpent, came in on a shipwrecked boat and ministered to Ephesus to whom didn't want to be changed. And I'm telling you, if you'll listen to what God has for you, then the suffering will be easier.
Amen.
I'm not going to say gone. That would be deception. Easier. The Bible says that His yoke is easy.
Right.
And light.
Uh-huh.
It didn't say without.
Amen.
Or none.
Right.
That means there are things that we'll have to deal with.
That's right.
So how do we overcome those? It said rejoice.
Amen.
Concerning these fiery trials.
Right.
How do you rejoice? Remember what we said? You don't return unto joy unless you humble yourself. You humble yourself by telling God your shortcomings. Lord, I failed you. It might be a, Lord, I failed you this week, or it might be your first time and saying, God, I failed you in a lot of things all my life.
On,
do you want to know what my prayer was? Lord, if I've got to crawl, if I have to lay off every friend and everything I have, I need you.
That's right, brother.
In my life. It was God's love wrapped around me. And I finally knew what it felt like to be one of His.
Yeah.
Some of you need to know that you're His. And as the church praise band gets a song right now, we're going to open up the altars unto you. I want you to know that there is hope for you in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That without Him we're nothing and can do nothing. But through Him, we can do all things.
Amen.
I hope that what we brought out to you today has been a blessing to you.
Yes.
But more than that, I hope that if you are in need, that you will make it to this altar right now. Somebody say, right now.
Right.
You need to change your life today.
Yes.
Don't put it off another day. There's just more suffering out there. Yeah, you might get the bills paid, but some things are going to make you unhappy. Yeah, you might get your car washed and be cruising down the road, but it's going to get dirty tomorrow. Yeah, you might be playing some music on a CD, but the CD's going to get scratched. I mean, everything that you will get that's tangible in this life will fade away. But there's something inside of your temple that will never go. And even when your body takes its last breath, you can find heaven to be your home.